If you don't have one of these books, that we have some extras in the back, I believe. We're starting today with the first question. Where would you start? Well, the question is, who is the first and chiefest being? We'll start with God. God is the first and chiefest being. You got to get that right. I mean, if God is not all in all and he's not in charge of everything, we don't have it. And they give some good scripture references. They have Isaiah 44:6, Isaiah 48:12, and Psalm 97:9. But I would say a good exercise, if you'd like a good exercise in this topic, is to start at Isaiah 43:3 and read through to Isaiah 48:19. God is very passionate in that about, I am God and there is no other. He really goes into length, and that is right in the middle of that is where he calls out 700 years ahead. I think it's about 700 years ahead. I've called Cyrus by name. And what other God is there that can look 700 years in the future and say, I've called the guy who's going to let you come back to your land by name. And he said, that just goes to show I'm God, you know. So he's really passionate during that. So if you want a good exercise for the afternoon, Isaiah 43:3 through 48:19 is a good read. So let's go to Isaiah 44:6. And thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And like I say, this whole section that has these first two scriptures in it, you just get passion from God on this topic. And it's just a good read. Okay, Isaiah 48:12. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am the last. The Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. And then let's go over to Psalm 97:9. This is the psalmist saying to God, for you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all the gods. There are other gods out there, but God is in charge of everything, and he just uses them. They think they're great. Satan thinks he's great, but God uses them to bring about his glory and his honor. And God will not be dishonored in the long run.